Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
I recently read an article in Inc. magazine written by Adam Hant that was entitled, The Risk of Doing Nothing. I thought the article had some themes that were fitting for the dairy industry. I realize that it is often more comfortable to do nothing different when cash flow is so positive. However, doing nothing can often put you at greater risk than boldly moving forward with what looks like the correct option. Look what happened to Montgomery Ward as they stood by and watched Walmart become not only the largest retailer around, but also one of the largest companies of any kind. How about Starbucks' success compared to the track record of Folgers or Maxwell House? The key is to break the continuum of paralysis. As Adam Hant so accurately stated, and I quote, "No one decision to defer action ever looks all that monumental at the time," end of quote. However, over time, look out. The sad part is that indecision rarely punishes current management. It often mortgages the future. Thus, for those of you with another generation potentially coming into your business, is that what you want? Can you do better for them? I think so. Here are some things to keep yourself on track. Do not misinterpret the current milk price, whether it's high or low, as any kind of excuse to keep your finger on the hold button. Look at your cost per hundredweight, your volume of milk, labor utilization, and how you might spread fixed costs out even further. Just as important, ask yourself, is there a better way we could perform? Perhaps your management team could offer you some suggestions. Recently, one of my clients made a simple change in their feeding program. This adjustment boosted production nearly 5 pounds per cow per day. That was monumental to their bottom line. Along the same line, be open to new ideas. We must overcome the ongoing temptation to think that it is more risky to try new ways of completing a task than it is to keep everything unchanged. In the industry today, doing nothing can get you run over. Put together an action audit and see how well you stack up against the industry. Are you currently doing everything you can to stay competitive? Are you taking time to complete and measure the small tasks that can have such a large impact on your operation? It's not just about cost per hundredweight. It's about efficiency in cow's milk per hour, labor efficiency, hundredweight shipped per employee, and higher efficiency with your heifer operation. One other thought. As you compare yourself to the industry, you will likely see that you're doing better than others in terms of cost per hundredweight in some areas, not as well in other areas. Check your current levels with what you have historically achieved. One hazard of having high milk prices is we can tend to add some expenses such as extra labor that may not seem all that cost-effective in times of $10 milk. You may not find any problems such as this, but please make a point to at least look. Sacred cows can be expensive. To summarize, don't fear change. Make an appointment with greater levels of success. As one of my favorite speakers, Les Brown, stated, and I quote, "Wherever you are in life, you made an appointment to be there," end of quote. Consider the possibilities.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.